We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And I heard myself say, well, Father, I don't want anything. I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just wanted to tell you how much I love you. I just wanted to hang around the throne. Then we'll forget it. To me, I just saw it. I was over here in the realm of the Spirit. I could see tears came to his eyes. He said, reached his hands out towards me to take it in his arms. And he said, son. And he hugged me, you know, like a father hugging his son. Son, you don't know how much that does for me. How much I appreciate that.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
Fellowshipping with him around the Word. I don't know whether we ever stopped to think about it or not. Now remember this, in our prayer seminar, I emphasize what prayer is. Every night, every service almost, I'd read three or four things that prayer is. One of them, prayer is fellowshipping with the Father. I don't know whether you ever stopped thinking about it or not, but when I take my word, hallelujah, on my knees or just sitting down, or wherever I am, I take the word of God, began to read it and meditate upon it, I'm fellowshipping with him. That's part of prayer. Are you listening to me? See, we've got the idea, I think, because what we've seen, you know, that you're not praying unless you're asking for something. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't have to ask for something to pray. And the sad thing is that so many people never pray without asking for something. I think God wants us sometimes just to come into his presence. Oh, I've been there. It's hard to describe. It's hard in the natural mind, with the natural mind, to describe spiritual things. And for the natural mind to pick them up sometimes. You remember when Jesus was talking about being born again in the third chapter of John's gospel. And remember Nicodemus in his natural mind? See, he's talking about a spiritual birth. Well, it's hard. It's hard to get over to the natural mind what a spiritual birth is. Now, we've experienced it. And when somebody mentions it, we think of the experience. But you take about a fellow who hadn't experienced it, what is he thinking? You see what I mean? So Nicodemus said, see, he could only think naturally because he said, well, is it possible for a man when he's old to enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus endeavored to explain to him that that's not what I'm talking about at all. That there is a natural birth, but there is a spiritual birth. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. There's a spiritual birth. Praise God. So, it's difficult to explain with the natural mind and in the natural, you just have to be there to experience it almost, spiritual things. But I know I've been on several occasions through the years. I remember the first time it happened. It was so, you know, the first time it's happened, it's just more real to you. You understand what I'm talking about? I mean, the newness of it, the ecstasy of it, you know, just like this. The first time somebody ever gave you a $100 bill. Now, you might have got several $100 bills since then. Man, I can remember in ministry way back out, first time I got $100. See, I don't think about all those other $100 bills through the year. I think about that first one somebody gave me. I remember the first time that somebody gave me a $500 bill. I didn't know they existed. I didn't know there was such a thing. And I'd been preaching for 15 years, you know. Well, now, I've had people to give me a $500 bill since several times. I'm not talking about checks. I'm talking about money bills. Checks just as real, though. Don't misunderstand me. Just as good. But, you know, if it's not a hot check. Now, for instance, somebody gave me a $500 bill last year. Right about this time, just gave me a $500 bill. Personally, me purchased a $500 bill. Well, I just thought of it then. But see, when I started to think of $500 bill, I didn't think of this recent one. I thought of that one way back there in 1947. That first one ever got. See what I mean? You've got several $500 bills since then. But back there, boy, that is a first one. You know, there's just a thrill about that. It's that way with spiritual things, you know, as well as with natural things. So, I can remember the first time this happened. Now, I'd been a Christian and a minister of the gospel for a good many years. Good many years. And I prayed a lot in the Spirit. But I can tell you exactly where I was. I can tell you the town. I can tell you where I was preaching. And I was kneeling by the bed in my bedroom in the nighttime after service one night, just fellowshipping with the Father. While we'd had two services that day, I'd taught at 10 o'clock in the morning, preached that night, laid hands on people. You know what I mean? But just fellowshipping with the Father. And it seemed to me, you know, I had my eyes shut there kneeling. And it just seemed to me that suddenly there I was. I could just see myself standing in the very throne room of heaven. I could see God there. I could see Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father. And I was just worshiping Him. And to me, it was just as real as somebody standing in the room. I heard it. He said, "Son, what can I do for you? What do you want?" And I heard myself say, "Well, Father, I don't want anything. I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just wanted to tell you how much I love you. I just wanted to hang around the throne." Then we'll forget it. To me, I just saw it. I was over here in the realm of the Spirit. I could see tears came to his eyes. He said, reached his hands out towards me to take it in his arms. And he said, "Son." And he hugged me, you know, like a father hugging his son. "Son, you don't know how much that does for me. How much I appreciate that." Then he said, No earthly father. You see, we think of it from my standpoint. We ought to look at it from God's standpoint sometimes. See, He's the Father. We're His family. No earthly father ever loved his children more than I love mine. No earthly father wants to do for his children more than I want to do for my children. But he said, "You see, just for you to come," and said, "I don't want anything. I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just want you to know how much I love you. I just wanted to hang around you." Well, you know, from the natural standpoint, if every time your son or your daughter came, they always wanted to, well, used to a nickel and dime, now $5 and $10, $15, $20, $25, $50, $100. You know, you wouldn't get a lot of pleasure out of that. See, we forget, my friends, that God is a Father. God is a Father. God is a Father. Oh, my. I don't know about you. I had some more experiences, three like that. Well, you're just over there, out there. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but know about me. I'll tell you, my heart just right now, can't hardly stand. I just want to, why don't you just get off your chair and on your knees right now? Just imagine. Use your spiritual imagination just like you do your natural. Just imagine that you're standing, that you've entered into the throne room of heaven. Well, thank God you can. The Bible said, "Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need." Just imagine you're standing there in the very throne room. See Him. See Him on the throne. Say, "Father, I didn't come to ask you for anything." "No, you're such a wonderful Father. You made such a wonderful provision for me. You sent Jesus to redeem me. The Word of God said, 'Blessed be the Father, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.' And you've just blessed us with so much, and we're so rich." No, I didn't come to beg. I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just wanted to tell you how much I love you. I just wanted to tell you how much I love you. I just wanted to be close to you. I just wanted to hang around a little bit." "Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, you've done so much for me, Lord. I know I, from the natural standpoint, am unworthy. I know it's not because of me, but it's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just want you to know I love you. Oh, I just want you to know I appreciate you. Oh, there never was a son in the natural that loved his father any more than I love you. I just want you to know how much you mean to me. I just want to be close to you. I just want to hang around the throne these days. The Father of spirits. Oh, Father. Father, I'm so glad that my spirit can contact you, the Father of spirits, in a supernatural way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. My spirit doth rejoice. My heart is exceedingly glad. Oh, for thy goodness, for thy goodness, and for thy mercy. Mercy, mercy. That's from everlasting to everlasting. How we rejoice.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, coming up is a special day, a special Sunday, May the 5th, that is International Rhema Day.
Yes.
What is that about, honey?
Well, actually, what it is to pray for Rhema. Well, that includes the school, the staff, the students, everyone.
Yes.
And then as an individual, as a church or a business,
yes,
you can support financially that day. A special offering
for Rhema Bible Training College.
For Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
And so another thing you can do is share Rhema Bible Training College with other people.
Yes.
International Rhema Day came about because Dad was saying that a lot of places, a lot of schools have a day, a Sunday, in which all of the churches that are involved and all the people that are involved with them, they have a special day. They give an offering, especially for the school.
Yes.
And so we started that years and years ago. He started that. We've continued it. And it's been a tremendous blessing in us helping the camp, keep the campus up, help us to keep the tuition low so that we can train more people to go all over the world.
Yes.
And so that's what International Rhema Day is. And we welcome you to go to rhema.org/IRD and become a part of supporting Rhema. We have 290 campuses.
Yes.
All over the world.
That's right.
So 54 nations.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.